Hey, it's Otis here. Before we get to the bedtime reading, I wanted to let you know that I just launched a brand new show. It's called The Daily Book Club, a daytime companion to Sleepy, where you hear entire books one chapter at a time, one day at a time. Simple as that. So if Sleepy is how you wind down your day, The Daily Book Club is a great way to start your day. There's new episodes daily. I read in a slightly peppier voice so that you can get really lost in these amazing stories that have stood the test of time. Or, just like Sleepy, you can sit back and relax and zone out to a good book. The first book we'll be reading is The Enchanted April by Elizabeth Von Arnim. Story is, in the 1920s, four women unfulfilled with life take a chance and abscond to a dreamy medieval Italian castle. It's a story dripping with wisteria, the beauty of solitude, and an unlikely pursuit of joy in Portofino, Italy. I think that this is a perfect story for the season, and you can hear it now. Find the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. This show has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to bring you even more stories. So go subscribe to the Daily Book Club to hear what happens next. Thanks. This episode of Sleepy is proudly sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've listened to Sleepy for a while, you know that I love good food, eating well, and treating my body right so that I can take on my days. Well, ButcherBox helps you do exactly that. They deliver super high quality, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood right to your door. It's humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. They have a huge variety to choose from. They are excellent deals. They've got recipes and guides and tips included, and there's free shipping, always. Eating well is a huge factor in getting a good night's sleep, as is sometimes saving the trip to the grocery store and taking some stress out of your daily schedule. I have been loving these deliveries for those reasons. Been cooking up their steak tips with eggs in the morning, with butter and scallions and soy sauce, and I also made a delicious brine chicken roast with lemon parsley gravy. So good. The prices for this kind of quality and convenience is really impressive. ButcherBox has made me very happy. So sign up at butcherbox.com/sleepy and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sleepy and use code SLEEPY to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. butcherbox.com/sleepy. Eat well, sleep well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, and you're listening to Sleepy. A podcast where I read old books to help you get to sleep, and a proud member of the Airwave Podcast Network. I have got a wonderful, snoozy bedtime story for you tonight. But before we get to tonight's reading, I just want to thank all of our patrons on Patreon.com. Theodore Kowalski, Jen Perosa, Melissa Gonzalez, and Colin James Morrison. Thank you all so, so much for being a part of making the Sleepy Podcast. And for anyone who doesn't know, all of these wonderful names that I just read are brand new patrons on Patreon.com, which is a site that you can go on and support creators of the work that you like directly. So if the Sleepy Podcast has maybe become part of your nightly routine, maybe it's helped you wake up more refreshed the next day, then consider going to patreon.com/sleepyradio and donating even a dollar a month. At $5 a month, you get access to all kinds of extra poetry readings that are not on the regular podcast feed. But regardless of how much you donate, I will read your name in the opening credits of the next show after you do. So again, if you would like to be a part of making this show, go to patreon.com/sleepyradio. Thank you. And as always, the music you're hearing is by my good friend James Lepkowski, and the cover art for Sleepy is by Gracie Kanan. Wow. I would just once again like to thank you all for helping us get to 200 episodes. It's really, really crazy. I'm very humble still, and I hope you liked the 2 hours of Agatha Christie that we posted last week. Tonight, I'm going to be playing an old episode, as you can hear that my voice might sound a little choppy, kind of losing it again for some reason. So I'm going to be reposting an oldie but goodie, which is me reading the dictionary, starting with the letter L. I really hope you can doze off soundly to this very, very boring and rhythmic reading of the dictionary. And maybe you'll learn some vocab while you drift off into a deep, deep slumber. So without further ado, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And now is the time for you to fluff up your pillow just how you like it. Feel yourself melt into your bed. Get real comfortable. Close your eyes and let me read to you. Label. A slip attached to something for identification or description. A descriptive or identifying word or phrase. Label. To affix a label to. To describe or name with a label. Labor. A physical or mental effort. Also, human activity that provides the goods or services in an economy. The physical efforts of giving birth, the period of such labor, those who do manual labor or work for wages, labor unions or their officials. Labor, verb, work, to move with great effort, to be in the labor of giving birth, to suffer from some disadvantage or distress, to treat or work out laboriously. Laboratory, a place equipped for making scientific experiments or tests. Labor Day, the first Monday in September observed as a legal holiday in recognition of the working people. Labored, not freely or easily done. Laborious, industrious, requiring great effort. Labor saving, designed to replace or decrease labor. Labor union, an organization of workers formed to advance its members' interest in respect to wages and working conditions. Labradorite, an iridescent feldspar used in jewelry. Labrador retriever, strongly built retriever having a short, dense black, yellow or chocolate coat. Laburnum. Leguminous shrub or tree with hanging clusters of yellow flowers. Labyrinth. a place constructed of or filled with confusing, intricate passageways. Labyrinthine, adjective, intricate, involved. Lack, a resinous substance secreted by a scale insect and used chiefly in the form of shellac. Lace, adorned with lace, intertwine, to add to something or to impart zest or savor to. Lace, noun, a cord or string used for drawing together two edges, an ornamental braid, a fine open work, usually figured fabric made of thread. Lacerate, to tear roughly. Lace wing, any of various insects with delicate wing veins, long antenna, and often brilliant eyes. Lacrimal, relating to or being glands that produce tears, of relating to or marked by tears. Lacrimose, tearful, mournful. Lack, verb, to be wanting or missing, to be deficient. Lack, noun, the fact or state of being wanting or deficient. Lackadaisical, adjective, lacking life, spirit, or zest. Lackey, footman, servant, toady. Lackluster, adjective, dull. Laconic, adjective, Spartan, the Spartan reputation for terseness of speech, sparing of words, concise, curt, short, succinct, brusque. Lacquer, noun, a clear or colored, usually glossy and quick drying surface coating. Lacrimation, secretion of tears. Lacrosse, a goal game in which players use a long-handled, triangular-headed stick having a mesh pouch for catching, carrying, and throwing the ball. Lactose, a sugar present in milk. Lacuna, a blank space or missing part. Gap. Lad, youth, also fellow. Ladder, a structure for climbing that consists of two parallel side pieces joined at intervals by cross pieces. Laddie, noun, a young lad. Laden, adjective, loaded or burdened. Lading, noun, cargo, freight. Ladle, noun, a deep bowed, long-handled spoon used in taking up and conveying liquids. Lady, a woman of property, rank, or authority, also a woman of superior social position or of refinement. Woman. Lady beetle, ladybug. Ladybug, any of various small, nearly hemispherical and usually bright-colored beetles that feed mostly on other insects. Ladyfinger, a small, finger-shaped sponge cake. Lady-in-waiting, a lady appointed to wait on a queen or princess. Ladyship, the condition of being a lady, rank of lady. Lady slipper, any of several American orchids with slipper-shaped flowers. Lag, noun, a slowing up or falling behind, the amount by which one lags, interval. Lag, verb, to fail to keep up, stay behind, to slacken gradually, dawdle, dally, tarry, a loiter. Lager, a light-colored, usually dry beer. Laggard, adjective, tending to lag. Lagniappe, something given free with a purchase. Lagoon, a shallow sound, channel, or pond near or connected to a larger body of water. Laid back, having a relaxed style or character. Lair, the resting or living place of a wild animal. Den. Laird, a landed proprietor. Laissez-faire, a doctrine opposing government control of economic affairs beyond that necessary to maintain peace and property rights. Laity, the people of a religious faith as distinct from its clergy, the mass of people as distinct from those of a particular field. Lake, an inland body of standing water of considerable size, also a pool of liquid, as lava or pitch. Lamb, verb, to flee hastily. Lama, a Buddhist monk of Tibet or Mongolia. Lamasery, a monastery for lamas. Lamb, a young sheep. Its flesh is used as food. An innocent or gentle person. Lamb, verb, to bring forth a lamb. Lambaste, verb, to be, to excoriate, to castigate, flay, or lash. Lambda, the 11th letter of the Greek alphabet. Lambent, flickering, softly radiant, marked by lightness or brilliance, effulgent, incandescent, lucent, luminous. Lambskin, a lambskin or a small, fine-grade sheepskin, or the leather made from either. Lame, having a body part, and especially a limb so disabled as to impair freedom of movement. Also, marked by stiffness and soreness, lacking substance. Lame, to make lame, cripple, disable. Lark, any of a family of small songbirds. Skylark. Lark, noun, something done solely for fun or adventure. Lark, verb, to engage in harmless fun or mischief, often with a bow. Larkspur, delphinium, any of the cultivated annual delphiniums. Larva, the wingless, often worm-like form in which insects hatch from the egg. Also, any young animal, as a tadpole, that is fundamentally unlike its parent. Laryngitis, inflammation of the larynx. Larynx, the upper part of the trachea containing the vocal cords. Lasagna, boiled, broad, flat noodles baked with sauce, usually of tomatoes, cheese, and meat. Lascar, noun, an Indian sailor. Lascivious, lustful, licentious, lecherous, libidinous, salacious. Laser, light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. A device that produces an intense monochromatic beam of light. Lash, to move violently or suddenly. Whip, to attack verbally. Lash, noun. A stroke, especially with a whip. A stinging rebuke. Lash, verb. To bind with or as if with a line. Lass, noun. Girl. Lassie, noun. Lass. Lassitude. Weariness, fatigue, languor. Lasso. A rope or long leather thong with a noose used for catching livestock. Last. The continuing existence or operation. To remain fresh or unimpaired. Endure. To manage to continue. To be enough for the needs of. Last. Noun. A foot-shaped form on which a shoe is shaped or repaired. Last. To shape with a last. Last. Adjective. At the end. Most recently. In conclusion. Last. Adjective. Following all the rest. Final. Next before the present. Most up to date. Farthest from the specified quality, attitude, or likelihood. The thing we want. Conclusive. Also supreme. Last. Something that is last. At last, finally. Last Supper. The supper eaten by Jesus and his disciples on the night of his betrayal. Latch. To catch or get hold. Latch, noun. A catch that holds a door or gate closed. Latch, verb. To make fast with a latch. Latchet. A strap, thong, or lace for fastening a shoe or sandal. Latchkey. A key for opening a door latch, especially from the outside. Latch string. A string on a latch that may be left hanging outside the door for raising the latch. Late. Coming or remaining after the due, usual, or proper time. Far advanced toward the close or end. Recently deceased. Late appearing or happening just previous to the present. Late. After the usual or proper time. Also, at or to an advanced point in time. Recently. Latecomer. One who arrives late. Latine. Relating to or being a triangular sail extended by a long spar slung to a low mast. Latent. Present but not visible or active. Dormant. Quiescent. Potential. Lateral. Situated on, directed toward, or coming from the side. Lateral. A branch from the main part. A football pass thrown parallel to the line of scrimmage or away from the opponent's goal. Latex. A milky juice produced by various plant cells, as of milkweeds, poppies, and the rubber tree. A water emulsion of a synthetic rubber or plastic, used especially in paint. Lathe. A thin, narrow strip of wood, used especially as a base for plaster. Also, a building material and sheets, used for the same purpose. Lathe. A machine in which a piece of material is held and turned while being shaped by a tool. Lather. A foam or froth formed when a detergent is agitated in water. Also, foam from profuse sweating, as by a horse. Dither. Lather. The spread lather over. Also,
to form a lather. Latin, the language of ancient Rome. A member of any of the peoples whose languages derive from Latin. Latin American, a native or inhabitant of any of the countries of North, Central, or South America, whose official language is Spanish or Portuguese. Latino, a native or inhabitant of Latin America, also a person of Latin American origin living in the U.S. Latitude, angular distance north or south from the Earth's equator measured in degrees, a region marked by its latitude, freedom of action, or choice. Latitudinarian, a person who is liberal in religious belief and conduct. Latrine, toilet. Latter, adjective, more recent. Also, final, of relating to or being the second of two things referred to. Latter day, adjective, of present or recent times, of a later or subsequent time. Latter day Saint, a member of a religious body founded by Joseph Smith in 1830 and accepting the Book of Mormon as divine revelation. Mormon. Latterly, adjective, later, of late, recently. Lattice, noun, a framework of crossed wood or metal strips, also a window, door, or gate having a lattice, a regular geometrical arrangement. Lattice work, noun, lattice, also work made of lattices. Latvian, a native or inhabitant of Latvia. Laud, noun, praise or acclaim. Laud, verb, praise, extol, celebrate, eulogize, glorify, magnify. Laudanum, a tincture of opium. Laudatory, of, relating to, or expressive of praise. Laugh, to show mirth, joy, or scorn with a smile and chuckle of explosive sound. Also, to become amused or derisive. Laugh, the act of laughing, joke. Also, jeer, sport. Laughing stock, an object of ridicule. Laughter, the action or sound of laughing. Launch, to wield a lance, throw, hurl, to send off a rocket, to set afloat, to set in operation, start. Launch, noun, an act or instance of launching. Launch, noun, a small open or half-decked motorboat. Launch pad, noun, a platform from which a rocket is launched. Launder, verb, to wash or wash and iron clothing and household linens. To transfer, as money of an illegal origin, through an outside party to conceal the true source. Laundress, a woman who is a laundry worker. Laundry, noun, needing to be washed, a place where laundering is done. Clothes or linens that have been or are to be laundered. Laureate, a recipient of honor for achievement in an art or science. Laurel, any of a genus of evergreen trees related to the sassafras and cinnamon, a small tree of southern Europe. Mountain laurel, a crown of laurel, honor. Lava, melted rock coming from a volcano, also such rock that has cooled and hardened. Lavage, washing, especially the washing out for medical reasons. Lavatory, a fixed wash bowl with running water and a drain pipe. Bathroom. Lavender, a Mediterranean mint, or as dried leaves and flowers used to perfume clothing and bed linen, a purple, pale color. Lavish, expending or bestowing profusely, expended or produced in abundance, marked by excess. Lavish, verb, to expend or give freely. Law, noun, a rule or conduct or action established by custom or laid down and enforced by a governing authority. Also, the whole body of such rules. The control brought about by enforcing rules. The revelation of the divine will set forth the Old Testament. Also the first part of the Jewish scriptures. A rule or principle of construction or procedure. The science that deals with laws and their interpretation and application. The profession of a lawyer. A rule or principle stating something that always works in the same way under the same conditions. Lawbreaker, one who violates the law. Lawful, permitted by law, rightful. Lawless, having no laws, unruly, disorderly. Lawmaker, legislator. Lawman, a law enforcement official, as a sheriff or a marshal. Lawn, noun, ground, as around a house covered with mowed grass. Lawn, noun, a fine sheer linen or cotton fabric. Lawn bowling, a bowling game played on a green with wooden balls which are rolled at a jack. Lawrencium, a short-lived radioactive element. Lawsuit, a suit in law. Lawyer, one who conducts lawsuits for clients or advises as to legal rights and obligations in other matters. Lax, adjective, not strict, not tense or rigid, remiss, negligent, neglectful, delinquent, derelict. Lay, to beat or strike down, to put on or set down, place, to produce and deposit eggs, settle, also a lay, spread, prepare, contrive, wager, to impose especially as a duty or burden, to set in order or position, to bring to a specified condition, to put forward, submit. Lay, the way in which something lies or is laid in relation to something else. Lay, noun, a simple narrative poem, a song. Lay, adjective, of or relating to laity, not of a particular profession, also lacking extensive knowledge of a particular subject. Layaway, a purchasing agreement by which a retailer agrees to hold merchandise secured by a deposit until the price is paid in full. Layer, the one that lays. One thickness, coarse or fold laid, or lying over or under another. lay it, an outfit of clothing and equipment for a newborn infant. Layman, a person who is a member of the laity. Laya, a period of inactivity, the act of dismissing an employee, usually temporarily. Layout, noun, the final arrangement, plan, or design of something. Layover, stopover. Layperson, a member of the laity. Laywoman, a woman who is a member of the laity. Lays, verb, to pass time in idleness or relaxation. Lazy, disliking activity or exertion, encouraging idleness, sluggish, droopy, lax, not rigorous or strict. Lazy bones, noun, a lazy person. Lazy Susan, a revolving tray used for serving food. Lee, pasture, meadow. Leach, verb, to pass a liquid as water through to carry off soluble components, also to dissolve out by such means. Alkali, from ashes. Lead, verb, to guide on a way. Live, as in a quiet life. To direct the operations, activity, or performance of an orchestra. To go at the head of, to be first. To begin play with. Also begin, open, to tend toward, or definite result. Lead, noun. A position at the front, also a margin by which one leads. The privilege of leading in cards, also the card or suit led. One that leads, a principal role as in a play, also one who plays such a role. Indication, clue, an insulated electrical conductor. Lead, noun. A heavy, malleable, bluish-white chemical element, an article made of lead, especially a weight for sounding at the sea, a thin strip of metal used to separate lines of type in printing, a thin stick of marking substance in or for a pencil. Lead, verb, to cover a line or weight with lead, to fix glass in position with lead, to treat or mix with lead or lead compound. Leaden, adjective, made of lead, also the color of lead, sluggish, dull. Lead off, open, begin, to bat first in an inning. Leaf, a usually flat and green outgrowth of a plant stem that is a unit of foliage and functions especially in photosynthesis. Also, foliage, something that is suggestive of a leaf. Leaf, verb, to produce leaves, to turn the pages of a book. Leafage, foliage. Leaf hopper, any of a family of small leaping insects related to the cicadas that suck the juices of plants. Leaflet, noun, a division of a compound leaf. Pamphlet, folder. Leaf mold, a compost or layer composed chiefly of decayed vegetable matter. League, noun, a unit of distance equal to about 3 miles, 5 kilometers. league, an association or alliance for a common purpose, class, category. Leak, verb, to enter or escape through a leak, to let a substance in or out through an opening, to become or make known. Leak, noun, a crack or hole that accidentally emits a fluid or light or lets it escape. Something that secretly or accidentally permits the admission or escape of something else. Leakage, the act of leaking, the thing or amount that leaks. Lean, verb, to bend from a vertical position, incline, to cast one's weight to one side for support, to rely on for support, to incline in opinion, taste, or desire. Lean, adjective, lacking or deficient in flesh, and especially in fat, lacking richness or productiveness, low in fuel content. Lean to, a wing or extension of a building having a roof of only one slope. Also, a rough shed or shelter with a similar roof. Leap, to spring free from a surface or over an obstacle. Jump. Leapfrog, a game in which a player bends down and is vaulted over by another. Leap year, a year containing 366 days with February 29th as the extra day. Learn, verb, to gain knowledge, understanding or skill by study or experience. Also, memorize, to find out. Learned, adjective, scholarly, erudite. Learning disabled, having difficulty in learning a basic scholastic skill because of a disorder, such as dyslexia, that interferes with the learning process. Lease, noun, a contract transferring real estate for a term of years, or at will usually, a specified rent. Lease, verb, to grant by lease. To hold under a lease, charter, hire, rent. Leasehold, a tenure by lease, land held by lease. Leash, noun, a line for leading or restraining an animal. Least, adjective, lowest in importance or position, smallest in size or degree. Slightest. Least, noun, one that is least. Least, adjective, in the smallest or lowest degree. Least common denominator, the least common multiple of two or more denominators. Least common multiple, noun, the smallest common multiple two or more numbers. Leastwise, adverb, at least. Leather, noun, animal skin dressed for use. Leatherneck, noun, marine. Leave, verb, to allow or cause to remain behind, to have as a remainder, bequeath. Let stay without interference, to go away, depart from, give up, or abandon. Leave, noun, permission, also authorized absence from duty, departure. Leaven, noun, a substance as yeast used to produce fermentation, as in dough, something that modifies or lightens. Leaven, verb, to raise dough with a leaven, also to permeate with a modifying or vivifying element. Leave-taking, departure, farewell. Leavings, remnant, residue. Lebanese, a native or inhabitant of Lebanon. Lechery, noun, inordinate indulgence in sexual activity. Lecithin, any of several waxy, phosphorus-containing substances that are common in animals and plants, from colloidal solutions in water, and have emulsifying and wetting properties. Lectern, a stand to support a book for a standing reader. Lector, one whose chief duty is to read the lessons in a church service. Lecture, a discourse given before an audience, especially for instruction. Reprimand. Lederhosen, leather shorts, often with suspenders, worn, especially in Bavaria. Ledge, noun, a shelf life projection from a top or an edge. Reap. Ledger, a book containing accounts to which debits and credits are transferred in final form. Lee, noun, a protecting shelter, the side, as of a ship, that is sheltered from the wind. Leech, any of various segmented, usually freshwater worms that are related to earthworms and have a sucker at each end, a hanger-on who seeks gain. Leek, noun, an onion-like herb grown for its mildly pungent leaves and stalk. Leer, a suggestive, knowing, or malicious look. Leery, adjective, suspicious, wary. Leeward, the lee side. Leeward, adjective, situated away from the wind. Leeway, noun, lateral movement of a ship when underway, an allowable margin of freedom or variation. Left, of or relating to being the side of the body in which the heart is mostly located, also located nearer to this side than to the right. Often cap, of adhering to or constituted by the political left. Left, noun, the left hand, also the side or part that is on or toward the left side. Those professing political views marked by desire to reform the established order, and usually to give greater freedom to the common man. Left, past or part of, leave. Left hand, situated on the left. Leftism, noun, the principles and views of the left, advocacy of the doctrines of the left. Leftover, noun, something that remains unused or unconsumed. Leg, a limb of an animal used especially for supporting the body and in walking. Also the part of the vertebrate leg between the knee and the foot, something resembling or analogous to an animal leg. The part of an article of clothing that covers the leg, a portion of a trip. Leg, verb, to use the legs in walking, or especially in running. Legacy, noun, something that has come from a predecessor or the past. legal, of or relating to law or lawyers, lawful, enforced in courts of law. Legalism, strict, literal, or excessive conformity to the law or to religious or moral code, a legal term. Legate, an official representative. Legatee, a person to whom a legacy is bequeathed. Legation, noun, a diplomatic mission headed by a minister. The official residue and office of a minister in a foreign country. Legato, in a smooth or connected manner. Legend, noun, a story coming down from the past, especially one popularly accepted as historical, though not verifiable, an inscription on an object. Caption, an explanatory list of the symbols on a map or chart. Legendary, of, relating to, or characteristic of a legend. Famous, legendarily. Legerdemain, sleight of hand. Legging, covering for the leg. Tight. Leggy, having unusually long legs. Having long and attractive legs. Spindly, used of a plant. Leghorn, now, a fine plaited straw, also a hat made of this straw, any of a Mediterranean breed of small hardy fowls. Legible, adjective, capable of being read. Legion, a unit of the Roman army comprising 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers. Multitude, an association of ex-servicemen. Legislative, having the power of legislating or relating to a legislature or legislation. Legume, any of a large family of plants having fruits that are dry pods and split when ripe and including important food and forage plants as beans and clover. Also, the part as seeds or pods of a legume used as food. The pod of a legume. Leisure. Time free from work or duties. Ease. Also convenience. Relaxation. Rest. And repose. Thank you for listening to Sleepy. Good night.